Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about pranks.
Yeah.
We're a little behind on this story because, yeah, you know, snowstorms and stuff prevented us from talking about it. But this guy, his sons, he's a New Jersey dude, and they pranked their father with a, like, it's our dad's birthday, and we'd like you to send him a text message wishing him a happy birthday. And they put his actual phone number on the billboard.
That's fun. You got to respect that.
He says at the time of this story was written, he'd gotten more than 15,000 messages and calls on his phone.
Wow.
And the billboard is up for another couple weeks. Is that a good prank or is that a...
That's actually...
That do you remember when I gave your cell phone number out on the air?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I don't... Do you have my cell phone number memorized?
I don't have it memorized, but let me go look at it.
Here's a fun prank.
What's that?
How about I give your number out right now?
How about I got your number? And how about
you don't even know how to get into your contacts. This is contacts. My favorite thing right now. You're like, wait a second. You know what's fun about Steve? He's a 720. That's so sad, man.
Oh, you're 303.
I am a 303.
Yeah, I am 720. You're a 303.
Yeah. You're the first number after the 720 on Steve's number is?
72 is a 4.
Wow, you're giving your own phone number out.
Yours is a 7. and your wife's is one off of this one, right?
It is.
Yes.
So why don't you give her number out? And then people can guess.
She's like getting blown
wait
up.
A minute.
Exactly.
I'm not telling you which number is different.
That'd be cool.
So we want you to tell us, like, that's a fun prank. It seems like nobody's getting hurt.
You're
so
right.
It's kind of fun. If you've been involved in some sort of fun prank, we want you to call and tell us your story. Here's a prank that I don't think's fun.
Okay.
The cheesing thing.
Dude, what? This is just stupid.
Who invents it?
Just stop it.
Although I saw a great cheesing video recently that was actually really good.
Like a celebrity?
No, it was just a random, but it was like, so if you don't know what cheesing is, you take one of those American cheese slices that Steve likes. It's processed food. There's nothing even, it's not even cheese anymore. It's a cheese-like product.
Yes.
Because that cheese is already almost melted.
That is true.
It's like... You take a knife and cut a piece of cheddar, and you got to move the earth to get it to start to melt. That cheese that we're talking about, the American cheese slices, microwave on 30% power, maybe 4 seconds, and it's liquefied.
Yeah, it's like dust.
100%. So if you throw that piece of cheese at someone's face, it will stick on them.
And that's the point of this thing, I guess?
Yes, because it's a funny, funny prank to do. And it started, somebody got it stuck on their kid's face. So the awesome video I saw, their kid was like basically tied down because he's in the car seat.
Oh, okay.
Sitting in the car seat, can't defend himself. And the car seat's sitting on the floor. Parents got the little cheese slice. They throw it at the kid. And the dog out of nowhere, like, leaps and eats the cheese midair. And the kid never got cheesed.
You gotta respect that.
I was like, that's the best cheese prank I've ever.
Fun.
That's the way it should be.
Right?
So that's another prank. I know we bring up the prank that you did, which is.
I did too. Which one?
I forget I remember the pig prank, which again, I just wanna say.
Yeah.
You didn't invent it.
I invented the pig prank. Yeah, it was mine.
Explain the pig prank.
It was my mastermind. What you do is you take two pigs. You got two pigs, and you draw, take a marker.
You have to live in the Dakotas or somewhere incredibly rural
where there's piglets
to have access to pigs.
Okay.
Get a couple pigs.
You do a couple piglets, and you take a marker or a paintbrush, and you paint a number 1 on the back of one piglet, and you paint a number 3 on the back of the other piglet. Mm-hmm. Then you take those piglets, and you go to your local school. Maybe it's like during lunch hour, and all the kids are eating in the cafeteria. And before you let the piglets loose, you slather them up in petroleum jelly, like Vaseline.
Oh, you grease them up.
You grease them up, okay. And then you let them loose into the cafeteria, and now they're running amok and all this melee is going on. The problem is, you can't get good gription on the piglet.
No gription on the piglet.
Right? So it's hard to grab and stop it. And then...
If you do ever get gription... You know you got the one pig.
And then if you capture number three, but in your head you're like, where's number two?
Where's the number
There's
two
There's got to be a number two pig. And there never was a
what
number two.
What kind of diabolical criminal mind would purposely leave out the number two pig?
So they close the school down, and now the custodians have to go around looking for pig number two.
For
that doesn't exist.
Right. For a greased pig,
and
too.
And it doesn't exist.
And you actually did this once, twice? How many times?
We did it once. I was a freshman. The seniors kind of went ahead and spearheaded that one, but yeah.
Oh, they spearheaded it.
Well, they took my idea.
They invented the idea.
Yeah, they took my suggestion and my idea, and then they implemented it.
Roughly.
Yes.
How many pounds is a pig? Are we talking about like a 40-pound pig or 80-pound? Oh, just a little.
Yeah,
oh,
so we're talking the small because they're quick.
Oh, yeah, they're moving.
Yeah, they're quick and they're fast and they're agile.
And then you didn't get busted because it wasn't your prank?
Right, the seniors got busted for that one, even though it was mine.
Do they microchip the pigs? Can they tell where the pigs came from? Or how do they get the pigs back to their rightful home? Or
I think they did, yeah. They came from a rural farm
from
area.
A rural
one of the
farm,
kids,
they're like,
yeah.
I think it's old man Johnson's pig here. Yeah, I don't think there is a pig number two. Why wouldn't you do pigs one and four?
You can, to give the impression that there's more pigs loose.
Right.
You can if you want.
One
you can
and
embellish
nine.
It. No,
oh,
you can,
yeah.
You can next level
oh,
this.
Man.
This is all, yeah.
And they're like, where's the other seven pigs? There's clearly seven missing pigs in the
See?
School.
It's a great one. And then real quick,
yes.
If you're at a house party,
yo.
Go up to their kitchen and their cabinets, grab their Tupperware, open up their Tupperware, fart in it, reseal it, put it back on the shelf, and the next time they go use their Tupperware, they open up the lid.
There's no way it holds.
Yeah.
You know this for a fact?
Yep.
Will you bring me some Tupperware?
You want me to fart in it? Can I just come to your house?
I want to know. Here's the thing. I use Snapware. I don't think you got time to close it.
Oh, snap. Oh,
it's
I
It's the
can.
Kind
you're
with
right.
like, tick, 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 all
you're
four
right.
sides. So you'd have to be like,
it won't work.
You wouldn't be able to like
oh, Snapware
get it slightly
sucks.
Askew.
No.
And then, yeah.
That
and
doesn't
it's
work.
Glass, though. And also, I don't store my Tupperware with the lids on.
Yeah, there is
so
that.
So if I went
so
into
I
my Tupperware
find,
drawer
right,
and I saw someone with a lid on, I just throw it away. I'm like, was Steve over here? I'm just throwing that away.
I give you that because I keep my lids separate from the actual
Yeah, there's
that,
it's like, it's going to be fairly obvious if I open my Tupperware drawer. It's like, hey, you know what this is? This is grease pig number two right here. This is not... I don't believe in this. All right. Well, if you've been a part of a prank, we're
yes.
going to give you the radio station. Tell us what prank you've pulled off. Devin?
Yeah.
Are you a 720 or a 303?
720.
Okay, good. Just wanted to check.
You're one of my people.
Yeah, you're one of those. So anyway, Devin, what was your prank?
So I work in a restaurant, and we do all sorts of different pranks. But my favorite one is, when we get new employees at the end of the day, we have them remove the stale air out of the walk-in, which is essentially a big refrigerator. And so we give them a trash bag and they go in there and just kind of like move it around and take the stale air out of it.
That is.
That's cute.
That's
yeah. One of my recent hires asked me if he stayed in there for too long, if he would die.
With the stale air.
You're dying of stupidity is what you're
well,
doing.
Well, there is
you're,
yeah.
It's not the cold
great.
That's going to get you. It's how dumb you are trying to get stale air out of a freezer.
Yep,
that
yep.
is
that's cute.
Kind of awesome. Thank you for the call. Dale.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your prank?
We filled the entire cafeteria, kitchen, and all at our school for our senior prank with balloons to the ceiling.
Oh, just packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Who had time to do that?
That was...
It took all night long.
Yeah. How many people? Like the whole class? The whole school?
Yeah, there was 20 of us.
But it's harmless, right? They can't be mad.
They can't be,
because they can just go in and pop them. And
right, that's fun.
It is fun.
It sure does.
Because in my school, they did the thing where they... Took apart the auto shop teacher's car and put it on the roof
and then
and put it back together.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I mean, they had to bring a crane in to get it down.
That's wicked. That's cool.
And then his car was clearly put back together by high school people. I wouldn't drive that.
Oh my God, that's
it's
right.
Like, as a teacher, you got to go, how well did I teach these guys? did I teach them well enough to trust this car that has
right.
been on the roof? And it could have came, I mean, the roof isn't rated for a car. I mean, they do have the industrial air conditioners.
You're right.
Up there
that could
stuff.
Have crashed. Ooh.
Absolutely. Callie.
Yay.
You are voice disguised. What's your prank?
All right. Yeah. Sorry. It's a good thing I'm voice disguised. Okay. So my boyfriend has been trying to learn the harmonica. which completely sucks for me because he's not so good. And he's trying all the time. So essentially what I did is I took the harmonica and I zip tied it right by the engine because I heard you could do this. And so now, like when he's driving, it makes this whistling sound and you can't figure out where it's coming from.
Wind goes through the harmonica and then
you zip tied it to his car?
Yeah, it's like right by the engine, and so now it makes this like weird whistling noise.
Wow.
So I really wish you hadn't called with this because I have 3 or 4 harmonicas around my house, and every once in a while that my children find,
yes.
And then they won't stop sitting there going,
it's going on the Toyo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going on the Toyo. It's going on your Jeep, bro.
No.
So he doesn't recognize that he's hearing a C-pitched harmonica as he's driving down the road?
And no, he's like, what is that? What is that? I don't know. That's weird. Maybe something's like caught.
Wow.
That's actually.
Yeah, we'll see how long it takes him, too. It's so funny. But he's kind of a prankster himself.
That's clever.
This is 2 birds with 1 stone. You got him to stop playing the harmonica,
yes.
And you're pranking him at the same time.
Fun.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Callie. Lewis.
Yay.
Pranks.
So I had a bald roommate, like I'm talking, you know, George Costanza bald.
Oof.
And I'm a pretty hairy fella. So me and my friends had an idea, you know, to shave all my body hair. I needed some help in certain areas. So, you know, it's kind of awkward. But as he was sleeping, we couldn't find any glue. So we grabbed some syrup and lathered up his head and curly, long black hairs. All over.
You stuck your body hair onto him?
Yes, sir.
Dang, with syrup, no less.
Is that a prank or is that a kink? Seems like a little bit of both. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.